Better late than never. I'm at the end, the tip of the month with this shit. Welcome back to another episode of the Creator Podcast. My name is Chantal. I am the creator and host of this show. Welcome back to season 7, episode 8. All right. I think this is episode 8. Is it episode 8? I think so. Is it episode 8? No, this is episode... Yeah, it's episode 8. I got the season wrong. Episode 8. I want to talk about the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room has always been and always will be, how are artists surviving? Artists had to survive a certain way in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And now in 2026, they really have to survive a certain way. We all see the prices on living, food, shelter, healthcare. People with paychecks and insurance are barely making it. So think about the people who don't have a bi-weekly paycheck, a weekly paycheck that they can depend on, who don't have health insurance through their job. How the fuck are they surviving? Okay. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the creators today that are out here surviving and how they're doing it. Think about the artists who don't have that. Creators who depend on a sale, have some respect for those prices and don't question that shit. Welcome back to another episode of the Creator Podcast, where I talk about art and the things that happen around the world of art, because it's not a lot of people that look like me talking about art, and it needs to be more of us because we are very talented. If you are a creator and you are not utilizing the free publicity and the free platforms that exist in 2026, what the fuck are you doing? Okay? You can do numbers, create a crazy audience on TikTok alone. You can do numbers and create a crazy audience on YouTube alone and make money. Okay, they're not really paying a lot of people on TikTok anymore, but YouTube, they paying, all right? If you can find your audience and lock in, they're paying. Facebook, they're paying, okay? Instagram, not so much. But you can find your people, okay? Your people are out here. How are the artists surviving? The artists are surviving by utilizing those type of tools, okay? We all have house bills, car bills, some of us. Commute bills, supplies cost fucking money, clothes cost money, food costs money. If you have kids and you're an artist, what the fuck? Okay? Commission art helps artists make money. Teaching art help artists in certain seasons make money. Art galleries, art shows, selling art pieces, selling merch, part-time gigs. Creating home decor when you know your audience who will pay for it and buy it. Stationary things. There's a lot of women who just like stationary shit. There's a lot of men that like stationary shit. Selling your stuff on Etsy. If people like it and you find your people, they will buy it. Selling prints of your artwork that people can't really buy the original, but they would like a copy of that art that you created. Make some money. This is how a lot of artists are making their money. Learn how to create websites, okay? Make your own platform that doesn't go down, that doesn't get shut down. As long as you make the monthly payment of $36 or more, depending on your website, whatever your hosts cost, that website does not go down. You can update it at any time. Making a website is very easy if you want to learn, if you're willing to learn. If you have the money to pay somebody to create the website that you want, do so. A lot of people don't have the fucking money, so they learn to do it themselves. One thing that I cannot stand is a person that wants to make money but does not want to do the fucking work. A person that wants to do a podcast but does not want to do the fucking work. A person that thinks this shit just happens, wham, bam, somebody else has to do it, and you just come on and turn shit on and shit happens. That's not how the fuck shit works, okay? It takes a certain mindset, a certain drive, a lot of willingness, and a lot of self-belief. And if that's really not there, and if you're just along for the ride while somebody else is doing shit to keep shit in motion, one, you're fucked up. Two, this is not for you. And three, go get a 9-to-5. Because real creatives depend on themselves. Real creatives find people who can be a team and create a team, and they start to depend on the team, but they know a lot of that shit is on their back. They know a lot of that life.
Hey, this is Glow for Conversations with Glow Podcast. Thank you for checking out this episode. You can also check out Conversations with Glow Podcast on all the platforms that you listen to your podcast on. Now, let's get back into the show.
Pressure is on their back, okay? Most artists live minimal lives with a minimal overhead. Most artists do not have a mortgage. They do not pay full rent by themselves. They might be a roommate. They don't have a car. You know what I'm saying? And if they have a car, it's probably paid in full, old, and that's how they move shit back and forth. They don't worry about car insurance because they're probably dodging that shit, or they're taking the train, or they're asking a friend to get from point A to point B that has one. Medical insurance, forget about it. If something is fucked up with them, they're trying their hardest not to have to go to one of those urgent cares in the city, or that's local. They're not going to a hospital. They cannot front that fucking bill. They cannot pay month-to-month health insurance. They mostly have roommates. They don't do vacations. And if they are somewhere where that's not where they live, it's by happenstance, okay? There is no stability all the time when you're an artist. You are living on the edge of fucking life, which sometimes does help your creativity if you're the only one depending on you. Now, if you have other people depending on you, it is very hard to be an artist full time. If you are not ambitious, do not solely do art. Do not solely do something creative that requires a certain grind and drive and grit to get money, to bring in income. Most people cannot do it. Most people will spaz out. Most people will be stressed out. Most people will be homeless. Okay? When you see artists selling movie ideas, show ideas, paintings, sculptures, songs, drawings, designs, books, music, writing music, people behind the scenes of music make more money than the artist. Okay? Most times. Unless you're my MJ, or unless you are producing shit and you do your own shit, most people behind the scenes of music make more money. Most people behind the scenes of movies and shows make more money. The people who can go in stores and you don't know that they did this and this and this and this, they're making more money than the people who were in the shit, that you can see their faces and know their faces in public. This is why I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about being famous. But I do care about making enough money so I don't have to worry about money. Okay? So when you see people who are creatively directing and creatively making things out of their brain, with their hands, with their body, with their fucking soul, don't question them about why this cost this. Don't question them about why they have to do this to get that. Don't question them about why are there only 50 of these. Shut the fuck up. Are you buying? Are you buying? Okay? Because it costs money to create your own shit. It costs money to have your own business, especially if you're in the United States. They make you pay a yearly fee to run your own business. They make you pay ever so often for your trademark to keep your fucking trademark. To say this is yours, legally. So when somebody spends the time to go about having their own shit and doing it the right way and having their own studio and having their own this and that and legally making it right on paper and going from the labels to the jars to a product that you love that you can bring in your home that you can order online, pay them their shit. Give them their respect and their credit. Respect that hustle. There is no dependable check. There is no 2-week paycheck for them. There is no health insurance benefits for them. There is no 401k. There is no pension. There is no just in case shit. Okay? That is a hustle. That is a hustle that most cannot do, most will not do. Their lives are on their backs for their creativity. Don't question their prices. That's a pressure most cannot handle. I respect it just like you should. I support them. I repost them. I buy direct when I can, and you should buy direct when you can. Is it okay to get certain artist stuff through Amazon? Is it quick? Probably. But is it better to put the money in that artist's hand directly? Yes. Because you know if you're going through any other channels, they're getting a cut. All right? But yeah, that's the episode I wanted to do today because a lot of people will look back at 2026 and see how artists were surviving and be like, oh, you had this and that and that. And a lot of times social media makes being an artist or a creative look fucking easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's a constant thinking. It's a constant am I doing this right? Should I do this? Damn, I spent that on that. Next time I need to do this. Next time I get the money, I'm going to do this. I fucked up the money. I had such and such. I should have did this. It's all of that. When you at work and you clocking in and you got that one part of that job in that one company, easy work. But when you are the company, when you are the brand, when you are the marketing, pressure. Okay? So when you see someone doing it up, creating it for themselves, creating a space on their fucking grind, it's a different type of respect. It's a different type of love. Okay? You can't fake that. Psst. I'm just gonna pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambypodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambypodden spot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show. You gotta make that. All right? Shout out to all the artists in 2026 grinding it out and making it work. Shout out to all of the artists doing great shit, but nobody knows that you're living out of your studio, that you're living out of your car, that you're sleeping on couches right now, Some of your best artists slept on friends and family's couches before they got where they at. Okay? So when you see them all together at award shows and on magazine covers and traveling together and having this brand and having that brand, and you just think they just woke up one day and they had it? No. That's 10 years behind that brand. That's 15 years behind that. I could go on and on and on. Don't think this shit just happens. Don't think just because you see the highlights on Instagram and TikTok and the one post, and that one post is doing numbers, that's why they where they at. Not, that's a grind. That's a want to. That's a willingness that most people don't have. But some of y'all have to work and go to job and clock in. And some of y'all have to be the artist because y'all can't function in spaces like that, that are very boxed in and very simple-minded. And no shade to people who can, and no shade to people who can't. Just know who you are and know who you are not. But respect is due. And pay them their fucking money. Have a great weekend. It's about to be my birthday month. I can't tell you what episodes is coming up, but I am going to be speaking with a filmmaker next month. I know that once we decide a date on when we're going to do that episode. But I'm excited. I'm about to step into my last year of my 30s. My body feels like I'm in my last year of my 30s. But my mind is still, you know, 18-year-old Shan in a creative way, in a willingness way, in a shit, you know, just do it way. But I have more wisdom. And with wisdom and creativity, you could do some major shit still. Okay? So, yeah. I'll be back.
Shane, don't make me come punch you in your throat. Delete this.